Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. We're going to jump in. Dr. Brister, Coach Brister, if anybody has seen the last three episodes, they know that I've really tried to have to encourage you and get stuff out of you and I'm pulling it out, right? And so this is a dangerous question for me to ask you right now, and that is, what gets you excited?
Come on.
What gets you excited about the role that you're playing right now?
Yeah, man. Thank you, Cliff. Well, I'm an excitable person. And I believe that our passion comes for the Lord. And this year, our theme is actually passion. It's on the back of all of our T-shirts. It's all of our practice tops. We talk about passion and how we do things. I kind of like living with my hair on fire, you know. And I think that bleeds into other people. I think positivity breeds positivity. I think people see that. They want to be a part of that. They get excited about that. We got a world that's got enough doom and gloom in itself.
Yeah.
And so why be around that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we just need to shake off the haters and let's go toward what the Lord wants us to do. But what excites me, something that I'm doing right now with our guys, we just started a new discipleship program with our guys. God gives me like different ideas and visions and dreams, right? And so for the last couple of years, I've been praying, okay, God, what can I do with our guys? That's not forcing Jesus on them. It's not making them feel awkward if they haven't been raised in this setting or whatever. And so I met a couple people last year, and we started talking about that, and they started praying alongside me. And Fellowship of Christian Athletes came out with a new a discipleship kind of training book, and it's a short little like 15 to 20 minute type series each week. And so it's called E3.
Okay.
It is engage, equip and empower.
Okay.
And so those three E's. And so what it does is we get our 70 guys. We got 10 tables of seven guys. Gave them all a book, and basically I told them, hey, if you can read, you can lead. And so each week we pick a facilitator at each table. We give them a short talk to introduce the scripture. And in this, it's got four different scriptures. They read them aloud. They talk about it. And then it's got questions. And all of a sudden, they're in a small group setting. They stay with those same seven guys
all semester.
And they're going to go 12 weeks. And they're just starting to just talk. And in fact, last week, it was a beautiful scene, Cliff. We were all in the community room, and one of the guys raised his hand. And he said, Coach, before we get going, can we just go out on campus and sit in our group so we can hear? And I immediately thought, what a visual.
Mm.
And I thought, okay. I said, well, everybody has to stay in the quad. And, and I look out, and there's 70 guys in groups, and they've all got these books, and they're sitting on the ground, and the sun's shining, and some of the faculty are leaving to go home. We do it at, like, we actually take part of our practice time on Wednesdays. So 5 o'clock rolls around, and these faculty are leaving, and kids are coming out of the library, and here are all these guys, and what are they doing?
Yeah.
And my thought was, man, that fires me up. Man.
Yeah,
They're going to ask the question, what are y'all doing?
Yep.
And surely after the first week, guess what? Now we got 53 women. The women's sports are engaged. We got books for them. They're doing the same thing. So, you know, what we're doing right now in that, I think that just gets me going.
Yeah.
I do love baseball, by the way. but Jesus is more important to
Absolutely.
Me, and we're going to go hard in both things. So.
Yeah, that's amazing, Dr. Brister. So real quick, somebody out there is watching Day by Day Expressions with Dr. Coach Reverend Aaron Brister, and they want to see what's going on with CBC baseball.
Yeah.
Where would you direct them?
Yeah, well, I'd love for you to come to our games.
Yeah.
This fall, our developmental team is playing every Saturday. You can find our schedule online. We start in the spring, first week of February. We go down to LSU Shreveport, open up with a pretty decent team down there.
Oh, yeah.
And,
Coach
and get
Jeff
after them.
Down there.
That's right,
yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And so, man, you know, we put our stuff on Facebook. We have a Friends of CBC Baseball Facebook page. We've been doing service projects here recently. We update, so log into any of that, man.
Yeah.
Come by the campus. Come by my office.
Awesome.
I'll let you know about it.
All right. Sounds great. Till next time on Day by Day Expressions.